know that I am called the Count.
The Count. They're counting
because
something.
I really love to count.
Is this from Sesame Street? Is that this is okay?
Sometimes I sit and count all day.
Well, that's what they're doing.
But sometimes
the question is,
I get carried away.
They are getting carried away, I think, in Florida. I am very suspicious of what's happening down there in Florida as they continue counting ballots that have not been counted and started recounting other ballots. Pete Combs is our ABC News correspondent. He's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, this morning. Pete, help me understand. What exactly is underway in Florida?
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, you win the prize for the best lead-in all day long. I love that.
Okay. Well, that goes to our producer who wanted to have some lighthearted fun with what's a very it's a serious, horrible story, I'm afraid.
Well, it is. It is a very serious story because, you know, you've got every bit of the angst that we have felt in politics since 2015 rolled up and being expressed right here in Broward and Palm Beach counties, Florida. And it is just... angry. Angry is the best word I can think of. Think about a street. On one side, you've got a crowd of people yelling, lock her up, lock her up. They're talking about Brenda Snipes, who's the election supervisor here in Broward County. And if that's a familiar name, it's because she was at the epicenter of the 2000 recount, where we held up a presidential election for 34, 35 days in the battle between Al Gore and George W. Bush, and that ended up being decided in court. There are no hanging chads in this particular ballot battle, but on the other side of the street, you have people saying, count the vote, count the vote. They want every vote counted. And the question is, how many of these votes are eligible to be counted, and how many will be counted before somebody says it's time to stop?
And how do we discern what votes are eligible or not? Are they just finding boxes of votes, as some people have alleged, or do we have a closed number that we knew were all eligible as of Tuesday, and we're just trying to sort through that closed group?
Well, all right. First of all, from what I'm being told from law enforcement and from the Secretary of State's office here in Florida, there are no issues of fraud that have yet reared themselves in this election. There have been allegations, especially coming from Republicans who are watching their leads in these races dwindle as the votes are being recounted now, especially in some of the Democratic counties of Florida, including Broward and Palm Beach County. But there is not yet a finite number of votes because we still have the military overseas ballots to come in. And those aren't even due until Friday. So counting the vote is going to be a process that may go well into next week or even beyond.
There was a meme that was going around on Facebook, so help me try to understand whether this is true or not, that the Democrat lawyers were objecting to those who said that individuals who cast provisional ballots but were determined not to be citizens should indeed have their ballots counted. And I tried to do some research to determine whether that was true or not and couldn't get to the bottom of it.
Apparently, that objection was made by a lawyer who may have represented himself as being on Bill Nelson's legal team. He, of course, is the Democrat incumbent senator who is fighting for his political life in a battle against the current governor, Rick Scott, the Republican. That attorney was apparently not, or has been disavowed by the Bill Nelson team. But he apparently did make some sort of a remark that this provisional ballot cast by a non-citizen needed to be included when, in fact, obviously, as the Bill Nelson campaign pointed out in its remarks about this, if you're not a citizen, you can't vote.
Yeah, well, there are lots of ways to steal an election. I don't want to make that accusation flat out, but you can disqualify votes or you can find new votes. As they go through this and the lead starts to drop for Republicans, which seems odd, that it's such a significant disparity between what we knew on Tuesday and what we know now, based on the ballots that are there right now. The military thing is a whole nother subject matter. Do we have an understanding whether ballots are being tossed out because they weren't marked correctly, or someone contests them, or the names don't match up?
Yeah, there are some indications that some ballots are being disqualified, or at least candidates for disqualification, because signatures don't match up. And although Georgia has a much stricter exact match law, there is such a law down here in Florida, and the signatures have to match. And so people have to be able to prove who they are and to be able to prove they are who they say they are. So this is going to be an ongoing battle of contention. You know, does it take a handwriting expert or just a poll worker to say that signature isn't right, throw it out? Should that person then be given an opportunity to say, wait, that really is me. I was just signing with my left hand instead of my right, or something like that. So there, I mean, there are some, it just gets to be that nitpicky, in all honesty.
Your observation of Florida, both parties are represented in the room, or at least are supposed to be represented in the room, by observers who are advocating for fairness and for their candidate. Is there ever a moment where the ballots that have been cast are left unalone, are left alone, unattended to, and there's the potential for somebody just to be flat out blatant cheaters and destroy ballot, you know, take a box and toss it away, or replace the ballots that are there with some that are pre-marked? I mean, those are the types of allegations that are swirling in social media. And I wish I could say I didn't think that kind of thing could happen. But, you know, if you look at the last 100 years, there are cases where, you know, after the fact, there are allegations of that type of impropriety.
Look, I'll be honest with you. The law enforcement and the Secretary of State's office here says that is the stuff of conspiracy theories and needs to be left on the internet. What they're saying is there are no, repeat, no indications of fraud, despite allegations from the campaigns of Ron DeSantis and Rick Scott. Again, I want to repeat that. Law enforcement and the Secretary of State's office in Florida say there are no indications of fraud at this point, and they make it a very clear assertion that they're watching for it.
Well, I mean, when you have the sitting governor who's a Republican, who's, you know, running for this office, and you've got everybody watching from the press, and one would hope that people would be careful and circumspect about this. I don't know how we have confidence in this. It's just shocking, Pete, that, you know, this many years after that 2000 election, where we all watched kind of moronic looking people with magnifying glasses trying to decide whether a Chad was punched or not, that we would still be in a situation where this kind of thing is left to, you know, us just trusting people. I don't get it. I mean, ATMs work around the world with billions of dollars being sent back and forth, and we can verify all of that, but we can't run an election in this country without this kind of anxiety. It's pretty shocking. But hey, Pete, I appreciate you joining us this morning to give us that assessment on the ground there in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pete Combs, our ABC News correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.